You're just barely listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. I was working, trying to get computers online, which I've been devoting all of my time to lately. Computers are the bane of my existence, it seems. I lost track of the time, and about 1 minute until airtime, I was in here uplinking to the satellite and queuing CDs and punching in tapes and just barely made it. But we're here. Annie has given me a list of sale items, folks. So that's the first thing I'm going to let you know about right off the bat. Behold a Pale Horse, my book. Behold a Pale Horse, my book. For CAGI or Intelligence Service members, right now is on sale for $20 post-paid. $20 post-paid. Non-CAGI and non-intelligence service members, $25 post-paid. That saves you $5 a book, folks. So if you've been waiting to buy a book, now's the time to do it. Also, it's a good opportunity to buy one for one of your friends. Again, the book, Behold a Pale Horse, for members is $20 post-paid. For non-members, $25 post-paid. Now, here's one I know you'll want to take advantage of. These are the treason documents, the treason papers. 620-some-odd pages, 28 pages, I believe, 628 pages of absolute proof of the treason that is occurring in this country, consisting of the Federal Register, the Congressional Record, State Department documents, treaties, law, and many, many other things. 628 pages. Absolutely proves that they are coordinating the merger of the armies, navies, and air forces of the world into a one world police force. They are creating a one world government under the United Nations. This is treason, ladies and gentlemen. And it's proven in the treason papers that we researched, put together, and have made available for you. They're normally very expensive. It's a lot of documentation. It took us a long time to research it. It costs an awful lot to have these documents copied. And the fees and the time that it took to do the research and put all this together was exorbitant. You have no idea what we spend around here and get nothing in return for. We have to crack approximately $10,000 a month, ladies and gentlemen, just to bring you this broadcast, keep this center open, make available the library, get these computers up online and get the documents in the database so that you'll have access to them and not just the treason documents. We have thousands and thousands of documents here. They're almost impossible to find because we don't have a filing system, for one thing. Once we get them into the computer, scanned into the computer, you'll be able to just punch in a keyword and up will come whatever documents you want. That's what we're working on. We spend almost every penny we get toward awakening America. That's why I get so upset with you when you allow somebody like Linda Thompson to go off the air because you're too damn stingy to send her $1 to help her out. Really makes me angry. There's some people in this world fighting this battle tooth and nail with everything they have, and I'm one of them. Linda also is another one. It's not a whole lot of us, but there are a bunch of us. Treason papers. Now, if you know friends and relatives, and if you yourself have wondered if what you hear on this broadcast is true, this is your opportunity to buy a set of the treason documents. And you had better do it. This will prove to you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that what you're hearing on this broadcast is true. It will also prove to everyone that you know. It will prove to your congressman, your senator, your mayor, your police chief, your sheriff, anybody that you know who doesn't understand what's happening in this country today. All you have to do, Purchase a set of these documents. Make as many copies as you want. I don't care. Just don't sell them. We're making them available to you. We've spent countless tens of thousands of dollars obtaining these things. We're making them available to you. We don't care if you copy them as long as you give them out. Free gratis. In other words, we expect you to do something in this fight. The treason documents for members are now $60. For non-members, $70. And this sale isn't going to go on forever, so get your set now. Treason documents for members, $60. Non-members, $70. Now, if you pick up a set for $60 and you make 10 copies, folks, you've brought your price per person down to $6 a piece. You understand what I'm telling you? This is not an exorbitant price for what we put into obtaining them and copying them. And we'll never get our money back because most people are too stingy to pay $60 or $70 for a set of these documents. They're normally $85 and $75. And so we don't sell a whole lot, but we can't afford to do this all the time or to maintain sales like this. So for members, $60, non-members, $70. Get your set now. Audio tapes until further notice, and it's not going to be long, folks, I can assure you. Audio tapes for members, $6. For non-members, $8. And I think that's a $2 saving for members and a $1 saving per tape for non-members. $6 for members, $8 for non-members. I believe that's what it is. The series of Mystery Babylon, I believe that's 40-some-odd audio tapes plus the Luxor video. It's 41 audio tapes of the Hour of the Time, 41 hours of broadcast on the specific subject of the mystery religion, the hidden force behind the throne that is creating the new world order, the one world government, and it doesn't matter whether you believe in religion or not, what you're going to hear on these tapes is the truth. 41 hours, revealing the entire history of the people who are bringing about one world government, what their secret religion is, and what they have planned for the world, what their symbology is. Once you listen to these tapes, you will never again in your life view the world in the same way. Never. You will recognize the symbols and be able to interpret speeches and actions and architecture for the first time in your life with its true meaning. The Mystery Babylon set, the entire 41 hours of the Hour of the Time, devoted to this one subject, plus the videotape of the Luxor, $180 for members, $210 for non-members. Now, that's a lot of money off the normal price. $180 for members, $210 for non-members. Now, for this set, ladies and gentlemen, it weighs a lot. It's a lot of tapes. If you're in a foreign country outside the United States, if you live in Canada or England or Australia or in Central America, if you're a member, the price is $210. If you're a non-member, it's $240. And the extra money all goes for postage for foreign mail. It's got to be sent first class or you won't get it for 6 months. So, and if you don't believe that, you go down to the post office and you figure out how much that weighs and how much it would cost first class, and you'll find out that we're right on the money, folks. Right on the money. Cost about pretty close to $30. So once again, the book, Behold a Pale Horse, for members, $20. Non-members, $25. The treason documents, for members, $60. For non-members, $70. Audio tapes of the Hour of the Time until further notice, and it won't be very long, folks. This sale's not going to last very long, I can assure you. Tapes of the Hour of the Time for members, $6. For non-members, $8 per tape. Now, most other broadcasts charge you anywhere from $12 on up for a tape of their broadcast. So take advantage of this. The set, the complete set of 41 hours of broadcasting of the Hour of the Time, devoted exclusively to the secret societies, the mystery religion of ancient Babylon that is bringing about the one world government, the New World Order. 41 hours plus the videotape entitled The Luxor for members in the United States, $180. If you're in any foreign country, I don't care what it is, $210 for members. For non-members inside the United States, $210. If you're in a foreign country, $240 for non-members. Also, don't forget our food storage sale is still on, and it's going to expire here very shortly. So take advantage of it. The family unit, 1 year supply for a family of four adults. 1 year supply for a family of four adults. Normal retail price is $2,768. We have it available for you for $1,484. Price food storage anywhere in this amount for that many people for 1 year, and you'll find that you better take advantage of this real quick, because this is going to expire in just a few days. The family unit, 1 year supply for a family of four adults, or it could be a 2 year supply for two adults. Normally, the retail price is $2,768. We have it available for you right now for $1,484. Take advantage of it. The security unit. The security unit. 2 year supply for one adult. A 2 year supply for one adult, or a 1 year supply for two adults. Normal retail price is $1,413. You can get it from us right now for $807. The modular unit, which is 1 year supply for one person or 6 months supply for two. That's adults, folks. 1 year supply for one adult or 6 months supply for two adults. Retail price is normally $1,088. We have it available for $644. Now remember, all food storage is freight payable COD upon delivery. COD on delivery. Make all, and it doesn't matter what you order from us or when you order it or how you order it. If you order anything from me, make checks or money orders out to Annie, A-N-N-I-E. Now don't call and say Annie who. It's Annie, period, A-N-N-I-E. Don't make it out to Annie Cooper. Don't make it out to anybody else. Don't make it out to CAGI. Don't make it out to the intelligence service. And don't make it out to me. Because if you do, we're going to send it back to you. Make checks or money orders out to Annie. A-N-N-I-E. If you want an information pack, send $1 in a self-addressed, stamped, number 10 size business envelope. And we'll send you out an info pack right away. Okay, folks. Let me see here. What have we got? Let's do this, if I can find it. Pooh's not with me tonight. Stayed home with Mom. Did you notice, ladies and gentlemen, that just as I told you, the symbology is always there. Clinton could have signed that crime bill any time after it was passed. What was the date that he signed it? September the 13th. September the 13th. Now, if you've listened to our series on Mystery Babylon, you know what that means. It links Clinton directly to the symbology of the mystery schools. And we know that he is a member of the York Rite, that he was a Demolay as a teenager. He is now a member of the York Rite of Freemasonry. And since he uses the symbology 13, it links him directly to the Templars. Don't go away. And there's going to be more symbology with this clown. Don't go away, I'll be right back. In the ancient mysteries, all of the initiations were conducted underground in a cave, in a crypt, George Bush was initiated in the crypt at Yale University, Skull and Bones, also known as the Russell Trust, or the Brotherhood of Death. The symbol is the Skull of Bones, the same symbol worn by the Nazi SS. Also, the same symbol adopted and displayed by the Knights Templars. And if you visit the old Templar graves in Europe, you'll find the skull and bones on many of their headstones. So you think these secret society conspiracy stuff is bunk, huh? Well, folks, if you really believe that, you're setting yourself up for a big fall, because there's nothing bunk about it. It's the truth. It is the truth. And it's going to get you if you don't watch out. These people aren't playing silly little games. They're for real. They're really for real. And, boy, I don't know what's going on here. Seem to have lost a... Well, let's do it this way. Yes, let's do it this way. Also, up until the end of World War II, the third degree of the Masonic Lodge, the Master Mason, his symbol was the skull and bones. You didn't know that, did you? With the attendant publicity accompanying the atrocities committed by Hitler's SS, the Master Mason stopped using the skull and bones as their symbol. So, you know, for what it's worth, thought you might like to know those things. I think they're important. They help me identify who's who and what's what and what I'm going to do about it. In fact, one of my books, I'm working on three books right now, folks. One of them is the entire history for the first time written exactly the way it really is, the way it really happened, what you've never been told before about the secret power structure of the world, who's warring against who, and what's bringing about this one world government. You see, they are actually four different factions in a constant and continuing war with each other. One, of course, is the Vatican. One is the British branch of Freemasonry. One is the French branch of Freemasonry. And the other is all the misfits, oppressed people of the world, people that have always been persecuted and destroyed whenever they could be destroyed. They all agree on one thing. There has to be one world government. All of these forces agree on that. And they're all working toward that end. What they disagree on is who's going to sit on the throne of the world. I know who it's going to be. It's going to be a descendant of the house of David, ladies and gentlemen, just as I've always told you. He will hold the title of King of Jerusalem, and he will possess the Spear of Destiny and the Holy Grail. And I believe whoever that person will also be the Pope. For if what I'm reading in the annals of the mysteries, the secret societies, the hidden power that is bringing this about, he must also hold the title of the Holy Roman Emperor. Interesting, isn't it? A lot of you are shaking your heads. Oh, that's a bunch of bunk. There's no King of Jerusalem. How can the Pope get the Holy Grail when everybody's been looking for it forever? Well, according to the legends and the history of the Knights Templar, they found it years and years ago. In fact, they found it during the first few years of the Templars' existence when they lived in a stable on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. You know something? Since I've been studying these hidden power structures, these organizations that operate in the shadows, infiltrate various levels of society and organizations and governments, and creep in and take over slowly but surely, promote it up the ladder, and then promote their brothers below them. I haven't read any novels or fiction books at all, because real life is better than any fiction that you could ever imagine. It is absolutely incredible what the truth really is compared to what people believe. And you know something I've discovered, folks, is extremely disconcerting. Everything that's going on in the world today is based upon incidents that happened hundreds and thousands of years ago. Here we are in the modern world, the state of the art of technology. Technology that can do things that makes it resemble nothing less than sheer magic. We have the opportunity to elevate the achievement of the human race beyond anything that anyone has ever before imagined. If we are smart and responsible, we can reach the utmost freedom that man has dreamed of since the beginning of his existence. We could set our minds free from the errors and the lies and the dogma and the entrapments and enslavement of the past. But what are we doing?
What are we doing, folks? What are we doing and why are we doing this? With the minds that we have now, the educations that are available to us, the ability to do and think and learn virtually whatever our hearts desire, we are still worshiping in altars that were invented and created thousands of years ago to control wandering nomads in the desert and to preserve the integrity and the identity of tribes. We are warring against each other because our skins are different color. We hate people because they go to a different church than we do, and we condemn them and call them names. And behind the scenes, the secret powers battle with each other for revenge of atrocities committed against them hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And people really believe there's going to be a utopia on this earth, that we're going to create some magical government whereby man doesn't hurt man, where there is no prejudice, where nobody steals and nobody mugs and nobody's jealous of another man's wife and nobody commits adultery and there are no abortions. Sounds nice, doesn't it? But in lieu of the reality of what we're doing to each other today, it is absolutely absurd, asinine, ridiculous. Anyone who honestly believes that is insane. Insane. We have to be constantly vigilant, and we must be willing ladies and gentlemen, to undergo great personal sacrifices just to maintain what liberty we have. And we must pay attention to our children, for what we're passing on to them will be the future of this world. If we love them, we must pass something down to them that is better than what was passed down to us. The reality of these times is that everybody should stop listening to everybody else. Should behave morally and responsibly based upon truth. Should never believe anything whatsoever unless they can prove it with cold hard facts, and I don't care what it is, that's the way it must be if we're ever going to escape from this condition that we are in. If we don't, our children and their grandchildren are just doomed to repeat the same old mistakes and the same old atrocities and the same enslavements that our fathers and grandfathers committed and that we have committed in our lifetimes and that we are on the verge of committing now. For large numbers of United States military forces left this morning to invade a small country which has never harmed us, is not important to us, has nothing whatsoever to do with us, under the guise that we're going to depose some kind of a terrible government and install a constitutional democracy headed by one President Aristide, who is just about as inhumane as any human being that walks upon this earth, has a reputation for necklacing, burning his victims with a tire flaming around their necks. This is what we're going to install in Haiti. Shame on us. How could you ever believe that anybody would want to come down and help us? How could you believe that Christ is getting ready to imminently return to this earth and save us from ourselves? I don't care how Christian you call yourself, you're just as guilty as those who are going to commit the deed. And Clinton's going to give you a hard sell on television on Thursday night. Why Thursday night? Because the invasion will probably take place sometime Friday or Saturday. And there can't be too much time elapsed between the time of his hard sell where he whines and cries and gets you to sympathize with him and come over to his side, and the time that the invasion actually takes place, so that you cannot change your minds. For the sheeple. Yes, folks, the sheeple can be led from one tongue to the next just as easily as the next tongue can be wagged. That's why commercials are only as long as they are, because that is the attention span of the average adult in the United States of America, arrived at through honest research, believe it or not. Don't go away. I might be back. Brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They specialize in non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets. Something that you all need, whether you know it or not, and you're going to need it a lot sooner than you think, even if you do know it. And you had better be doing something about obtaining some of this metal in its various forms. I'm certainly doing everything I can to build up my supply. And if you have any of that metal you want to get rid of and you're thinking about purchasing anything from us, I would prefer that you send us gold or silver coins in lieu of fraudulent counterfeit Federal Reserve notes. Folks, I have been attempting to wake America for many years now. And I'm just a little weary. And I'm beginning to feel the closeness of terrible, terrible times. I don't know anymore what else to say to motivate you to prepare yourself financially. I can think of nothing worse for Americans than finding themselves in the ditch with no means of procuring shelter or food or clothing or guns or bullets to fight the battle. for Americans, even the poorest Americans who have ever lived in this land, are the most spoiled people upon the face of this earth. They are not used to being without, and would probably most Americans lose their minds if that were to happen. Most Americans are so attached to material possessions that when what is coming actually happens, they will be reduced to babbling idiots wandering with a dazed look on their face through the streets, trying to rationalize the loss of everything that they've held dear. So you won't find me attached to material things at all, or my family. The spiritual, the love, the friendship, the caring, that is what we thrive on. And we're ready to leave everything that we possess behind us on a moment's notice. And what we need to survive is all in a few sacks and packs that we can carry with us easily. And we're prepared to survive for a period of years on what we carry on our backs and in our hands and around our waist. How many of you can say the same? If you can't, you had better begin to prepare, for that is what many of us are going to have to do, especially those of us who bear the brunt of the battle. There will be many battles. I chose Swiss America Trading as my sponsor. They did not choose me, and I chose them because they are good, honest people. They care. They care about the same things that I care about. And if I had any doubts in the beginning, I have none now. For they have never wavered in their loyalty to the hour of the time or to me. No matter the hardship, no matter the controversy, no matter how many customers called and threatened to leave them because of what they heard on this broadcast, no matter that WWCR was burned to the ground because of my warning in the early days of the siege in Waco, that all of those people would be burned and murdered if we didn't stop it. When the incident happened in Phoenix, it was people from Swiss America who were there first to help us. And then patriots came from all over the city. We've been listening on scanners to my phone calls. If you want to talk to some people who care about you, make sure you tell them that you listen to the hour of the time. Call Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Folks, do it now. If you didn't write down the number, call the Arizona Information Operator and ask for Swiss America Trading in Phoenix, Arizona, and they'll give you the number. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. Folks, you'll be glad that you did.
Making your power.
remember I told you about the federal rotating door in Oklahoma City? A federal prison transfer center? Well, I have an article here from the Sunday Oklahoman. That's the largest paper in the state of Oklahoma, dated August 28, 1994. Listen very carefully, folks. Who do you think this is for? Wait till you hear the numbers. Sit down with a pen and paper and figure this out. Figure out these numbers and you'll know that the time they come for us is not far off. By James Johnson, staff writer, Sunday Oklahoman, August 28, 1994. Federal prison job chances to draw applicants to city. Recruiters for the Federal Bureau of Prisons say they expect thousands of Oklahomans, including many already working for the government, to apply for new jobs next month. Officials will begin hiring guards and others to staff the airport Federal Prison Transfer Center in Oklahoma City at a job fair September 9th and 10th. The job fair will be at the Kirkpatrick Center Museum Complex, 2100 Northeast 52nd, mainly to fill the 282 staff positions at the Prison Transfer Center, which is in its final stage of construction at Will Rogers World Airport. Tom Kent, warden of the Transfer Center, says the Bureau of Prisons also will be seeking thousands of workers, for some 80 institutions, including new prisons being built in widely scattered regions of the country. The sky's the limit. Associate Warden Max Flowers said, we're interviewing for a lot of new facilities. Flowers said the Kirkpatrick Center was chosen as the site of the job fair because of its spacious parking lot. Kent said he expects as many as 2,000 applicants, although some federal officials said that based on previous job fairs held at Tinker Air Force Base, the Bureau of Prisons may be deluged with five times that many applicants. Flowers said the Bureau of Prisons anticipates some applicants from beyond Oklahoma's borders, but expects to draw mainly from within the state. Workers from Tinker and Fort Sill facing uncertainty about how they'll be affected by continuous reductions in military employment are likely to be among the applicants, Flowers said. Kent said the prisons will be filling openings in all specialties. Listen to this, folks. The Airport Prison Transfer Center is designed to hold 1,400 inmates for a maximum of 10 days each, Flowers said. He said officials anticipate the transfer center will remain at full capacity continuously. Now, who do you think they're going to be putting in there? I ask you, who do you think? Well, folks, it's not going to be me because I'll die first. Treason. How many of you know what treason is? A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very hall of government itself. For the traitor appears not traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their garments, and he appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. Who said that? A gentleman said that in 42 B.C. His name was Cicero. I suggest you pay attention to his warning.
the end of this great nation is not far off. In fact, if you want to know the truth, if you obtain a copy of the treason documents and read them through and through, you'll realize that this nation died years ago and does not in the law or in reality exist today. It is dead, gone. If it exists at all, it exists only in the hearts of those of us who loved it dearly and who have engaged in a great love affair with liberty. And I can tell you with absolute certainty, ladies and gentlemen, that there will be great change in this world, no matter what happens and no matter who wins the battles that will come. And they will come. There will be great change. And whatever the world becomes in the future, I try to peer through the shadows and the fog and determine what it will be, and I cannot, for there are too many unknown factors. I can assure you that it will never be what it was. Never. It will never be what it was. No matter who wins, no matter what the outcome, no matter how despotic or benevolent the future portends, it will never again be what it was or even what it is today. The only thing that anyone has ever been able to assure anyone else throughout the history of the world is that change will come. The only thing that we can hope to do is to influence this change for the very best. And if it comes to that, through the force of arms, maintain our freedoms, or as many of our liberties as we are able to hold on to. Who knows? Maybe the outcome could be a greater freedom than the human race has ever known. I don't know, but I can assure you this, that one of the outcomes could absolutely be the most depraved and despicable slavery that the world has ever known. And if they succeed with their genetic engineering and some of the other things that I know they've been working on in secret and trying to bring about, they will eventually bring into this world a race of slaves that will be so genetically manipulated and so controlled that they will not, from the time of their birth to the time of their death, even realize that they have been slaves. Is that what you would like for your children and their children? I know many of you profess to love your children and your grandchildren, but in reality, you don't. For you are living on government pensions, and you know you'll be dead by the time that a lot of this comes to pass. You may live through the beginning throes of the New World Order, the birth pangs of the world to come. But you will not give up that retirement check to help your children reach out for freedom. Because you really don't care about anything but yourself. And that's the truth. You pretend to love them. You pretend to care. Some of you really do, but most of you don't. Most of you fit into that category. No, you say? Well, Let me visit you in 30 days and we'll see if you're still getting your government check. We'll see if you have the faith in yourself that you should. That you have a brain, you could create a business, or create a product, or create a craft, or create a service, or work somewhere, and make just as much or more money. I don't care how old or how feeble you are. I know people who are paralyzed and still earn their own living. Amazing what the human brain is capable of doing. It's also amazing what fear is capable of doing. Isn't it? I wish that I could tell you that I have the faith that many others have, that you are going to all stand up and do the right thing. I know some of you will. I know most of you will do what populations have done throughout the history of the world. You will huddle in your homes and hope that it doesn't come to your door, or that a bomb doesn't come down your chimney, or that you're not dragged out in the middle of the night and herded down to a railroad track and pushed into boxcars. And you will rationalize your inaction and your stupidity until it's too late, and then you will cry and scream for someone to rescue you, and you will whimper, and you will blame everyone and everything else in the world except yourself. I've seen photographs of Jews and Gypsies and Poles being herded out of their homes into the street by three old men with ancient rifles, and marched down to the railway station. Those three old men with those ancient rifles could have been overcome very easily, and maybe, yes, maybe someone would have been shot in the process, but the rest would have gone free. But you know what kept them from doing it? Because every one of those people marching down the street being guarded by those three old men with their ancient rifles thought that the one that would be shot would be them. And so they did nothing. And they became slaves in a labor camp. Many of them died. These things are going to happen again here in the United States of America. The labor camps are being built now. Many of them are finished. I just read you an article printed by a major newspaper in a major city outlining the unbelievable number of federal prisons that are to be built and are being built or have been built at this time or in the near future. And that thousands of people are expected to be employed by the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And that this Federal Transfer Center in Oklahoma City near the airport, why do you think it's near the airport, folks? Because of these black helicopters and planes bring the patriots from all over the country into this Federal Transfer Center. It's more convenient if they don't have to transfer them very far in the open and risk patriots freeing them. 1,400 inmates every 10 days. Every 10 days. I keep warning you, I keep telling you, I wrote about this in my book years ago. Now, I'm going to give you a warning now. When it comes, it will be in the cold months, because most people will not be prepared to fight a battle in the open in the cold, or to exist and live in the woods or in the open in the cold. There are only 2 days out of the year when they know that every American who can be home will be home, and thus will be ripe for the picking. They will be full of turkey or ham. They will have had a few drinks under their belt, and they will be sound asleep in the middle of the night when the doors come bursting down. Those two holidays are Thanksgiving and Christmas, and if you are a patriot, and especially if you are a known patriot, You had better not be anywhere near your home on those 2 days this year or next year or the year after until this is all over. Most of you don't listen to me. You had better listen to this if you want to survive. This is no joke. We're on the brink of a huge precipice, and the blood is going to run in this country. There's nothing that anyone can do to stop it. Nothing. Not anymore. Not because I say so, or not because the patriots say so, or not because it must be, but because our enemies who are bent upon enslaving us have determined that it will be so. Take a good look at what really happened in Panama. And don't believe anything that you hear about Haiti. Wait until you can discover what really is going to happen in Haiti. What happened in Panama will happen here. If you don't believe that. If you don't believe American soldiers can perform atrocities, get the film entitled Panama Deception. It tells the truth about what we did in Haiti. What we really did was kill thousands of innocent civilians, the poorest in the poor ghettos, the ones that no one would care about or ever miss. The excuse was that we were going after Manuel Noriega. I think when the New World Order comes to power, Manuel Noriega will be given a castle to live in and a great reward for his part in all of this deception. For he and George Bush were partners in bringing drugs into this country. Good night. God bless you all, and God save the Republic. Walking home.